There we go. We are back.
There we go. I think we should start off by welcoming back our returning viewers, right?
Yes, sir.
A lot of positive feedback about the first episode.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, sent it around to a lot of the friends and family, etc., and mostly positive things. So
it's good to hear.
Me and Ross were a little quiet in terms. I was kind of doing a whispering thing. I don't know why, but
maybe just mic distance. Just gotta
something.
Yeah, be more cautious.
A little nerves. Just first pod nerves, you know.
Sure. Yeah. But yeah, I'd say overall it was pretty successful. I had a good time. What do you guys think?
I thought it was pretty good as well. I had fun.
Yeah, that's what matters, right? That's why
I think the guests we have lined up this episode and the following are going to be some fire episodes coming up.
I think it'll be a great listen. Yeah, a great time.
Interesting people with some interesting stories. So,
and some breaking news. I think we have a name for the show.
That's true. We do.
Everybody ready? You got a drum roll sound effect? Or?
Let's see. Let's see what I got over here. I don't think I do.
That's okay.
Should we give him one on the table?
There we go.
There we go. Yeah.
The You Never Know podcast.
You heard it here. He spilled the beans.
Because you never know what we're going to talk about, who we're going to have on. Yeah. Something a little different every week.
That's true.
Didn't want to kind of declare one single topic, so.
Exactly.
We'll leave it up to whatever.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, speaking of firsts, and you never know, we got our first guest for this episode. He's kind of a journeyman. He's been all around the country, seems like, lived in a different bunch of places. So without further ado, Mr. Colton Perry.
There he is.
How's it going, bud?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Thank you, Ryan, for the applause.
No problem.
All good? Can you hear us?
Mic check. Let's go.
Hey, Colton, I'm going to have you scoot over to your right. Just a tad. I can't see you in the white shot.
Okay.
A little more. Sorry, you might have to get a little closer to Ross today.
I have to move this mic thing a
little bit. No, you're good. I can come over and help you if you need.
Okay. Good here.
Look good on your end, Rylan?
Yeah, looks fine. More. No, you look good.
Okay, cool. Word.
I might have to move this GoPro. I see the battery percentage is up on it right now, so I'm going to have to probably get up from the desk and move it anyway. So
no worries.
Yeah, so go ahead and start, and I'll jump back in here in a second.
Yeah. So, Colton, thank you. Thank you for joining us for our very first special guest.
Well, thanks for having me. It feels very special to be the first guest in this awesome podcast.
Yeah, we were kind of, you know, we knew we wanted to do special guests for this episode to kind of start get that ball rolling. Me and Rylan were kind of discussing. We didn't know who. We have a couple friends who we want to have on eventually, but we kind of wanted a nice, chill first guest, and we landed on Colton Perry, and he was down, so, you know, we got going.
Yeah, I just want to apologize to everybody in advance right now. I lost my voice this weekend. I'm recovering right now, so give me one more day and I'll be good, but this is what you got to deal with for tonight.
That's what happens at Boise State game days.
Exactly, go Broncos.
It's pretty rowdy, but yeah, I just wanted to kind of start with hearing a little bit about you. We know you've kind of been a little everywhere here in the US of A. So I want to hear a little bit about your background, where you were born, all the different places you lived, and how you led to come into Boise State.
Okay, yeah, for sure. My story's kind of pretty interesting. I mean, I wasn't anything crazy, like I didn't come from the Middle East or nothing like that. But my dad did work for the railroad, so I moved around quite a bit. So when I was a kid, I was born in Chicago, and then I only stayed there for about maybe three. I don't know, because I started preschool in California. So I moved to Yucaipa, California after that.
Whoa. Yo, shout out Yucaipa.
Yeah.
That's my home turf.
Shout out Chicago. That's kind of my home away from home now.
I didn't know Rylan was from Yucaipa, but when I met him during Rush and whatnot, like, it kind of came out, and I thought for maybe a slight second there was a chance that we went to school together.
I think we did.
No, we didn't, because I ended up texting my mom, like, that night, like, super drunk. Like, where did I go to school? Like, when I was a kid.
You remember where?
No, I don't remember off the top of my head, but we went to opposites because I remember coming up to you. I was like, this is where you went? This is where you went? And you're like, no. And I was like, shit. Okay. Yeah. But still kind of cool. Like, I mean, like small world,
small
I guess,
world.
You know?
Yeah, that's cool.
And then I spent up until first grade, I moved to Exeter, California. started first grade there. That's when you start meeting all your close friends, you know, like you really start connecting with people on like a personal level rather than just like a kid level, I guess.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I loved it there. It was amazing. I mean, it was in the middle of the valley in California. If you guys don't know where it is, Fresno and Bakersfield, split it right down the middle. There's Exeter. So, I mean, it's a small, like, kind of picking town, I guess you could say, like, just surrounded by orange trees. A lot of my school was Hispanic. I had a lot of Hispanic friends. And I wouldn't trade it for the world because after that, I moved to Lebanon, Ohio. But, man, did I have some great times in Lebanon, Ohio. I made some really good friends there. I left with some really good friends. But just the total cultural aspect of the different places was like something I had never thought I would experience. Like just moving from a sunny, close to the beach type of area to, it's like cornfields everywhere, man. Like, I don't know how else to describe it.
I haven't been to Ohio.
I haven't either.
Yeah, it sounds kind of boring.
I have some family from Ohio. So I've been there a couple times. I've been to Columbus. We fly into Columbus and I go out to Genera, Ohio. I don't know if you're familiar with that, Colton. I think it's on like the northwestern side of Ohio, I want to say. It's like a couple hours south of Detroit, I think, in Cleveland. Okay. Because I think those are up north. I'm not too good with the geography there. But yeah, I've been there a couple times. You're right. It is a lot of cornfields, but damn, they know how to have fun in those cornfields for sure.
I mean, yeah, I definitely had some good times with my friends. Shout out to my parents for the awesome house they provided with us in high school. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't highly recommend going if any of you people haven't been, but I mean, go check it out, I guess. Don't knock something till you try it. They got really good Skyline chili there.
Cincinnati Skyline chili at a Reds game I had. That was fire.
Yeah. And the Reds stadium is really cool. Like downtown Cincinnati is really cool, but just Ohio in general is kind of boring.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about the Midwest. You know, I mean, I was out there for the summer, and you know, it was cool. It's like new place, so that was cool. Being right next to Chicago was sick. But there's not a single mountain. I don't know if Ohio's different, but
the whole side of the country is pretty flat.
Nothing but tornado warnings and deep dish and a bunch of random shit I've never experienced before, you know. But so you were in Ohio. Is that where you graduated high school?
Yeah, I graduated high school in Ohio. And then my brother is a senior here this year at Boise State, and I also have a lot of family here that's lived here pretty much their whole lives. They moved here from North Dakota when my mom went to college. So my grandma and grandpa have lived here. I've been growing up coming to Boise State football games, so I've kind of known what Boise's like. I knew I liked it, but I didn't know how much I liked it till I actually got here, and I would not change it for the world.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say. You come from Washington or California
that
or whatever.
That was me too, yeah. Definitely. You just kind of get up here, and you're like, oh, this is a lot better than where I was before.
Yeah. So, I mean, you didn't move around too much, but was it kind of, especially in the early stages when you moved from all the different parts of California and whatnot, was it kind of hard to make friends? Like, it seemed like, because what I've heard from people who moved around a lot growing up was like, you know, as soon as you start getting close with some friends, you know, you move away and it's kind of difficult to create long-term relationships from that.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely interesting. I'd have to say I was way too young to like keep in touch with any friends in Chicago. So I didn't keep in touch with them. Didn't keep in touch with anybody from Yucaipa really, because it was also just a too young of age kind of deal. But yeah, once I got to California, I made a lot of close friends.
Nice. What so you, would you say Ohio or what was the Excover or something? What was the other city you lived in?
Lebanon?
The one in California.
Yucaipa?
No, the other
Exeter?
One. Exeter.
Exeter.
Yeah, Exeter.
Like say Lebanon.
Did I say Lebanon?
Yeah. No, someone said Lebanon. I was like, that's definitely not in America.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
no,
you are from the Middle East.
It's Lebanon,
all.
Sorry.
But so that was kind of your favorite place you lived at, though? Or did you prefer Lebanon, Ohio?
Oh, dude, I don't know. I don't think I would prefer Lebanon, Ohio. I mean, it's tough to say because, like, I made a lot more lasting and like serious memories there, but I don't know. And then I guess honestly, no, I'm gonna say that Ohio, like, actually probably was a good place for me. Because when I left California, I kept in touch with some of those people back there. Not a lot. And I never actually ended up going back and visiting. Like, it was kind of crazy. Like, I don't know. It's partially because my parents, I think, didn't want me to. I don't know why. They just didn't want me, like, sure. having to think about my old friends and not focusing on new friends. And so I didn't know, like, if that was right. But then growing up, stuff happens. It just turned out a lot of my friends in Exeter, California, happened to go down opposite path that I ended up taking, like, in my life. Like, yeah. a lot of them got hooked on drugs and, okay. like, harder drugs. And
your parents see that stuff before you do. Maybe they just saw it in their friends or just...
I mean, maybe we were really young when I left there, you know, yeah. it was seventh grade. So like, I mean, we were still doing a little bit of something in seventh grade.
Yeah, but like, sure. those friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of people I've talked to from who kind of went to high school in the Midwest or whatever, unless you're like in Chicago or one of the bigger cities, all there is to do in high school is go black out in a cornfield.
Yeah.
Like there's not a whole lot of fun stuff to do like there is here in Boise.
I mean, they make fun out of it, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't say you didn't have fun there, right,
Colton? No, I'm definitely say I would not say that. I definitely did have fun, made some crazy memories. I partied way too much in high school. I partied way too much in high school. That's why I'm a lot more relaxed in college. I mean, you guys have probably only seen me. You guys haven't even seen me blacked out ever, have you?
Yeah, on Tuesday at the fucking alumni.
Yeah,
you were pretty gone.
I was not blacked out, but yes, I was a little hammered. Those 7.4% IPAs.
You mentioned they were 7.4% about 7.4 times. So.
Yeah. Well, it was her fault, man. I asked the lady what her favorite beer was, and that's what she said. And
you got obviously, the West Coast,
what
right?
was it?
It was a West Coast IPA. It was the most expensive and like.
Oh, she's just trying to upsell you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But then Gary, one of the alumni, came over there and was like, let me get 8 of those for the whole table.
Oh, Craig?
Yeah.
Craig.
Was it Craig? Yeah. Yeah. Craig came over there and said, let me get 8 of those for the entire table. And I was like, oh, gosh.
What was that place called? White Dog?
White Dog Brewery. Yeah. They kind of ripped off the White Claw logo, too. You see that?
Yeah. It was a little more than a rip off. I think it was a copy and paste style.
It's a little derivative.
I never had been there. I've been in like 10 Barrel and stuff, but. That's pretty underrated. It was cool.
Yeah, it was a cool vibe besides the sun coming through the skylight and just absolutely blinding me at the table.
Yeah, true.
That was a cool vibe.
It's a little too open, too. Like, there's a lot of empty space in there.
There was. The middle of the floor was just like a ballroom. Like, you could hold a dance right there in the middle. Yeah.
Good, maybe that was their intention. But
maybe.
Good beer, though, nonetheless.
Hey, Dange, before we get off this topic, I just kind of want to ask you kind of the same question because I know you kind of moved around a little bit before, like, settling down in Star. Kind of what was your take? Cause you're originally from what, San Jose area, the Bay?
Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't move around like Colton did, but
I mean, how did that like impact you? You know, like, or like maybe, you know, like did it have an impact on you? Were you too young to, like really care, you know?
I remember at the time, I mean, I was too young to, you know, have an opinion about it on my own, but I remember my parents were excited to get out of California and our neighborhood specifically, because I remember there was just like fights on our lawn here and there.
Just
on your front lawn?
Yeah, and there are neighbors across the street. I remember they had 2 kids about my age, a boy and a girl, and whenever we'd be outside playing, they would just stare out their window. Their parents wouldn't let them come outside. Crazy Foreigners. Story about them. They ended up getting divorced, the parents, and then 5, 6, 7 years ago, something like that, I guess... Because that guy was really close with my dad. They would go to Raider games and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. And I guess he was addicted to painkillers the whole time. Oh, damn, we had no idea until he died. He overdosed. And I guess, you know, every time he'd go hang out with my dad, go drink or do whatever, he was high as a kite on, you know, prescription medication. But there was that. And then there was also, I guess there was a party a street or two over from us one time, like a high school party. And... there's a lot of gangs and stuff. I don't know about a lot, but, you know, there's that type of stuff floating around in our neighborhood. And I mean, it's not funny, but I guess to get, like, initiated into the gang, someone had to walk into that high school party and kill someone randomly. So we
Holy
walked in there
shit.
And shot somebody. Yeah. So, I mean, looking back at it, yeah, it's a good thing we moved. I remember I was also ecstatic because it was midway through kindergarten when I moved. And... it was like over winter break, but you know, the elementary school I came to in Idaho was like the break started 2 weeks after like the California one.
So you got two breaks.
Well,
essentially,
it was kind of like I thought I'd have to come back and go straight into school, but I remember just having like 2 weeks off because it was still like the Idaho school's winter break, and I was so excited. Like, oh, two more weeks off, you know, let's go.
It's a nice little perk,
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I you know, everything happened for a reason.
Where were you living in California again?
San Jose. Yeah. The one negative I'd say to it was all of my family's from the Bay Area, Livermore, San Jose, that type of stuff. So, you know, I'd only go see my aunts and uncles and cousins maybe once a year.
I was going to say, have you been back since, or how often do you go back?
Yeah, so usually when we go back, we go and see my mom's side of the family.
Is that what brought you to Idaho, is your dad's side?
No, we didn't know anybody out here. It was like this or Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Something like that, you know.
Something fresh.
Yeah, something different. Something, you know, less expensive, more country.
For sure.
But yeah, it's, you know, I remember some of the family on my dad's side, like my cousins on his side, I hadn't seen them in like 10 years after I moved here. So that was pretty crazy. But I remember when I went and saw them in like eighth grade or whatever it was like,
they had already lived here?
When I went back to Livermore, I hadn't seen them since I moved. So it's pretty crazy. It was maybe not 10 years, but it was 7 or 8 probably. But
yeah, did you like even recognize any of them, or was it just...
Yeah, I remember it was like their middle school graduation party, I think is what it was. And I just walked in and there was like some pizza joint or something. And, you know, it was kind of awkward at first.
Those are always weird. Like, you like don't know if you should introduce yourself again. It's like,
yeah,
your cousin.
Like, hey, like, you remember me? Like,
I haven't seen you in 12 years.
Yeah, we have the same grandmother, if you didn't know that. You know, like, you know, I don't know. But, yes. I mean, overall, I liked it. I'm glad I moved. You know, like I said, everything happened for a reason. But I'd say that was the one downside.
It is crazy when you see people for the first time in a really long time. Like me and my brother, his senior year of high school, my junior year, his freshman year of college, my senior year of high school, we went down to California, to LA specifically, just for spring break with a couple buddies. But on the way back, we ended up just taking a detour and driving through Exeter just because we hadn't been there in like 7 years or something like that, almost like 5-6 years. And so it was like we pulled into the town, nothing had changed, and we pulled up to a track meet, and I saw all my friends that I haven't seen for so many years.
They remember you?
Yeah, like it was insane. Like it
Did
was
you
like
remember them?
Yeah, yeah, like it was like nobody that really like kind of changed. Like they all almost looked. I could tell you everybody's name.
Yeah.
Like they could tell you mine. There was a couple people that I saw that like we would block eye contact, and then they would just look at me because they wouldn't know what to say because they didn't know if it was me. But it was just such a weird feeling to be able to see somebody that you haven't seen for so long.
Time just stopped there when you were gone, and then you came back, and it was just
it felt normal. Like, I don't know. It felt natural again.
Well, I guess, you know, when I said it was like maybe once a year I would see, like, my mom's side, I guess that's not true because up until I was, like, going into high school, it was, like, a tradition for my mom's side of the family. Once a year in the summer we'd go to Walker, California. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that place.
I haven't even heard of fucking Colton's city, and I've lived in California my whole life.
I want to say Walker is an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours away from Carson City, Nevada. Okay. So, you know, it's not crazy. But yeah, it was this piece of shit motel we would stay at. You know, it was meant to go fishing and barbecue and stuff like that. So I would see my mom's side of the family once a year, but, Ross, I don't know. I know Ryland stayed in Yucaipa until we came to Boise, but did you move around at all, or did you stay in the Bay Area?
No, I stayed in the Bay most of the time. I mean, I didn't really move towns, but I moved houses a lot. Like, when my parents got divorced, like, I know my mom moved, like, 3 different times. My dad, we lived in an apartment for, like, 6 months, and I didn't have a room, so I just slept on the floor. That sucked. And then we moved into our new house, and then, like, it's kind of weird because, like, I switched off with my parents through high school, like, every other week, and then I stopped once I graduated high school. I just wanted to stay at my dad's because I was like, I'm not trying to pack a bag every week. Like, it's just annoying. So, yeah, I mean, I guess in the sense I moved around, but it was all in the same town, so not really, like, nothing really changed.
Your big move was going to Boise.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. Yeah, so kind of segue, speaking of Boise, We all last week, I don't know, how much of the podcast did you watch last week? You can be honest.
I think I got about 30 to 40 minutes in, maybe.
Okay, so you got,
I almost got it all.
A little over half.
Appreciate the watch time for sure.
Yeah, appreciate that. Shout out to anyone who did watch it. Kind of, you know, means a lot, but
thank you.
Just kind of means a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, hey, fuck all you if you watch like half of it.
You're talking about danger.
Yeah, you're supporting me through college.
Shout out to actually Travis is supporting us in the channel if he's still watching, but he said looking good, boys. So appreciate Trav.
Awesome.
Shout out Trav.
Shout out Trav. But yeah, so you know, anyways, you know, we were talking about our college experience last week. I was curious how it was for you being a freshman to now being a junior. How has it been for you the last 2 years?
I mean, I have no complaints, honestly, besides COVID-19.
Oh, yeah.
Same.
Biggest complaint of them all.
I think everybody would say that. I got pretty much robbed of my sophomore year. I mean, you guys got robbed of your junior year. You know, it's all the same for all of us.
Yeah.
But my freshman year, it was great. I mean, coming in here, like, I had you guys and some older guys above you to set a great example of what it's like just to be a good man and Boise State, just what it has to offer, and the people here are just amazing. I don't know if it's like all the California people just because they're so nice half the time.
What do you
like,
mean? California people are not nice.
Well, except, yeah, when they're driving, they're not nice. But other than that, I'd say all of the people from California are pretty nice. I'm from California. Yeah.
Are you,
kind
though?
Kind of a side note here.
Kind
of.
Yeah, hey, Perry, where do you I would say, like, if someone, hey, where are you from? What's your go-to answer? Because you got many options.
I say Lebanon, Ohio. I mean, that's where I spent the last most important years of my life. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But kind of side note here, Rylan. I don't know if you remember this, but do you remember that one time we were, because we live right across the street from each other, we were turning into on our street, and this Scooby-Doo-looking van drove past us, and Rylan has his California license plates, and he
Remember that.
Where did we say go back home?
Yeah, he said. Did he call me a hippie? I don't remember if
he was driving a hippie van.
He was driving a hippie van, but he said like go home, fucker, or something like that. Yeah. Like, and he yelled it too.
Yeah, we weren't even doing anything.
I was just turning.
Yeah,
just sitting there.
But yeah, I mean, how was kind of one of the topics we didn't get to that Ross wanted to discuss? Like, how was your dorm life freshman year? Because you lived in suites, right?
Yeah, I lived in suites, and it was pretty great. I mean, honestly, there was some shitty circumstances coming into my freshman year that we won't have to get into. It's a little deep for a podcast, fun conversation time.
For your first podcast. Maybe the next time we're on.
There you go. But yeah, I mean, there were some shitty circumstances coming into my freshman year, so I literally ended up coming to Boise State the night before classes started. It's like classes started the next morning. My flight landed at like, I want to say like 12:30
damn,
at night. Damn. And so I came here with two suitcases, and my brother picked me up from the airport. He drove me over to the dorms. I talked to like one of my roommates on Snapchat quite often, but Bailey, the one I live with now.
Shout him out.
Bailey Crew, shout out my roommate for the third year. Love that guy. And then another one, his friend from here, he went to school with, his name was Will. And so I had never met any of them in person. I talked to Kyle just a little bit throughout the summer. And so I got there, and I don't know, I mean, it was, they're really nice people, meeting them off the bat. They're super welcoming. And then I would say we had a pretty good kick-ass time in our dorm of freshman year. We couldn't do much, you know, RAs and whatnot. We got caught a couple times. We had to dump out a fresh rack of beer down the drain. Like,
I didn't even know that happened.
Oh, they watched us, like literally watched us, made us crack every single one, pour it down the middle of the drain.
I never got caught doing that. I always just went up the stairs and towers with it in a backpack or something.
Yeah, I would say the backpack was always
the
move.
They never searched our rooms.
They checked our fridge. That's how they found it.
Oh, you guys had like the eight person, right? Yeah,
so they did fridge check?
Kitchen and fridge.
Well, what? They got called down. They got called down there because we had, I don't know, maybe like 6 to 8 girls in the dorm. And so we took all the girls and put them in the back room.
Wait, you're not allowed to have people in the rooms?
Well, you were, but like it was after hours and we were all drinking and partying. So, like, you know, they're not supposed to be there, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was after hours. We were all drunk. And so we, like, put the girls, like, in the room. And then they came in. And, like obviously, like, I don't know. We had, like, Chugopoly sitting on the table, I'm pretty sure.
Chugopoly.
You know, like, and there was beer cans in the trash and whatnot. So, yeah, they caught us there. And a couple other times. at other dorms that I was at partying. But other than that, dude, the dorms were great. It was just super nice to be around all those kinds of people. Like, we met some girls across the hall that lived two dorms down from us. We were super tight with them the whole year. We ended up having like our room and their room Thanksgiving. Like, we
Friendsgiving?
Just, yeah, it was a Friendsgiving. We just, like, yeah, we just all cooked one dish, like an appetizer or a meal or something. And then we just put it on this table and we had this massive Thanksgiving dinner with just all these people I'd never known before this year.
Yeah.
And like, they felt like my really good friends.
Yeah, did you cook that one dish you made for that, what was it, Super Bowl? I think you that made it.
No, that's not a Thanksgiving dish, dude. That's definitely like a
but
Super
it's like
Bowl.
A Friendsgiving is like an appetizer bring it type
true,
thing, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, but I was thinking green bean casserole from the start, you know, so that's what, like, what I went for. It didn't turn out good
this
either.
This guy's a chef.
No, it was horrible.
Yeah, it's funny. You kind of talk about the dorms and drinking and having people over. I didn't, because I lived in Sawtooth, so, you know, kind of the nicer dorms.
Yeah.
With Tempur-Pedic mattresses and all that good stuff.
Yeah, this is like bullshit, like Wish Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Yeah.
It, yeah. Probably, but no, I remember, because my roommate, I wasn't able to pick my roommate. I tried to pick my roommate, but he ended up going to suite, so I had to go with somebody random. And he was like a nice guy, but, you know, we were kind of two different worlds. He was like on the like EA varsity team. I think
sports team, yeah.
Yeah, EA
Sports.
Mm-hmm. He was like on that for the school. What's that?
You have a varsity team?
Or like the EA Sports team, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's a real thing. I lived with a kid last year. We got him for a random in Vista West. He moved out after 3 months because he hated us so bad. But he was like the president of the eSports.
Oh, I remember you telling me about that.
He was like the president of the eSports thing here at Boise State. So like,
do they have like a JV in varsity? Or
I think it's one team. But they're, like, really good, I think.
Damn.
Like, on the what at least, like, the Western United States.
I know I've seen they had, like, a 2K tournament last, or, like, they have one every year or something like that. I know that. Like, a just 2K tournament in the, what's the thing next, like, the bowling alley?
I don't think that's the really sports. They have a.
That's just, like, a room there. They have gaming chairs. Yeah. I think that's, like, their practice room.
Okay.
I know they have a, their facility is downtown, kind of in, by, what's that, the Grove right there? I think it's right there. They have like a full-on studio, kind of like this, but there's like, you know, a bunch of gaming PCs and shit set up. It's pretty dope. Yeah. I mean, that'd be sweet.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to anyone who's doing that and, you know, they're passionate about it. That's super sick. But
and invite us to come play games.
I met a kid at Meet the Chapters, and he was on the esports team for League of Legends, but I never ended up seeing him. I don't know what happened to him.
I saw a couple people at Meet the Chapters, and I was like, come out and rush. Like, I didn't see him.
Right. Yeah, but I mean that'd be a cool little gig. Come here. He's on full scholarship to play video games.
What?
At Boise State. Yeah, full scholarship.
But
we have that? Or is that just like an outside scholarship?
No, that's a full Boise State. It's a athletics.
I didn't know that. That's real crazy. Thing.
Why didn't I know this? I would have dedicated all my time to playing.
Because our parents told us we couldn't.
I know. They had cool parents who let them do whatever they want.
That's sick. I didn't know you could go to college for playing video games. Like, I thought maybe you could go
I
to
think
like
that's
a liberal
fairly
arts
new.
School.
Yeah, times have definitely been changing the last couple years. I don't think that's been around for very long.
You'll be able to go to college for making TikToks here pretty soon.
Yeah, I know, honest.
Yeah.
Hey, a couple shout outs in the chat. Derek Allen said, tuned in from Lebanon, Ohio. Great podcast, boys. I'm pretty sure that's Colton Perry's boy.
That's one of my best friends from Ohio.
And then we got Jordan Cook saying, what's up, boys? So big shout out, Jay Cook.
But no, the reason I was bringing up my roommate, we were talking about dorm life and stuff. He, because I didn't know him too well, you know, we didn't really click, and it was just a two person. So I would always go to other people's dorms.
Yeah, I know I had danger over quite a few times freshman year.
Right. To go. Well, that was when Sawtooth fucking flooded.
Oh, yeah.
I had to go move to Squares for.
I was right under my dorm. Mm-hmm. It sucked.
Because I remember they let me go in there to like move all my shit out to Squares, and I didn't see any damage or shit.
Your stuff didn't get wet?
No, nothing got wet, but I guess I didn't move a lot of my stuff. I moved like the PlayStation and that type of stuff, I think, and clothes. But I remember they packed a lot of stuff up for me.
Oh, really?
What? I would not want them fucking touching my shit.
Well, I don't think they... I don't remember. Oh, no. So they kind of would pack stuff up for me, but I kind of had to move it all, I think is what it was. Because I remember I had these... because I wear contacts, so I had these glasses that I only had for about a year that were pretty expensive. And remember when I moved into Square and unpacked all my shit, they weren't in there. And I was just like, come on.
the construction guys fixing the fucking pipes with your fucking your contact glasses probably. On.
Yeah, literally. But
I believe it. It probably happened.
But I think we're pretty lucky in terms of like RAs. I mean, they're strict, but they're pretty lenient here. I'd say at least when we were freshmen.
Do you not remember coming to my room, Dange? Dude, we'd have a noise complaint every 30 minutes just because we walked to the sink to wash our hands and back.
I don't remember that, but I just...
You don't remember coming to, like, WWE night? And, what? Like, literally, the RA would probably come three times during the whole event.
I mean, I remember... I don't remember the RAs at all. I mean, I was pretty drunk the whole time.
Yeah, it's true.
You were in your room playing Fortnite, so you probably went and dealt with it, but...
I ain't watching WWE. That shit's fake.
All right, but anyways...
Well, you're lucky, then. Our RAs were... absolute dickheads, if I'm going to be totally honest. Besides one, we had one really cool guy that didn't get us in trouble one time when he totally saw the beer cans in the trash can.
True. I mean, I guess I just different perspective because I never like really did anything in my room. But because, I mean, I have a friend who goes to GCU, and he got an MIP and an MIC in the same night because they walked in, and they were obviously all drinking, and they had, like,
the RAs alcohol. Just gave him out, or, like, they called the cops on him, and then... Well,
I don't know how it happened, but yeah, they got MIPs and MICs. Can't do that,
that's
like,
brutal.
That's terrible.
You got to just hate people. Like, I get you got a job to do, but
that's aggressive.
But also, that's like a religious university, isn't it, GCU?
Yeah, that's a Christian school.
Yeah,
so they got to be probably a little more strict there.
I mean, like, I get it, but it's still like, that's crazy. Like, freshmen, like, you know they're going to go crazy. You know, at least maybe they already had warnings. I don't know, but I thought that was pretty crazy. But
it's aggressive, yeah. I had pretty chilled RAs all my first year. I think they knocked on the door like twice.
Yeah, but Towers, they're like, fuck it.
Yeah, they didn't give a shit over there. They were like, I don't even want to be here right now. Their rooms are terrible.
I don't want to put out any names because I don't know, like, you know, repercussions or anything. I mean, even though all the repercussions already happened, but one of my roommates, I guess I'm just going to say it, fuck it. Bailey Crew, you dumbass for this one. I texted him the room, you know, so you know how RAs come and do the room checks before like Christmas break.
Yeah.
You know, that's a routine thing they do. They tell you they're coming. They have a meeting about telling you they're coming.
Email.
Yeah.
What do you sign up for them?
Please don't have anything out.
They do so much to let you know that they are coming into your room so you can get rid of everything you have. And I go to McCall for Christmas, and Bailey is just hanging out at the dorm. And obviously, we took part in smoking a little weed throughout our freshman year and current.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. But I texted him the night before. I said, hey, man, just a reminder. The RAs are coming tomorrow. Make sure there's no beer in the fridge. Like, get rid of all your stuff. Blah, blah, blah. You know, he's like, okay, cool. Bailey, the next morning, he runs out of butane for his torch so he couldn't take a dab. And so what did he do? He goes to go get a new can, and he comes back in. So he's got his new torch and his new butane, and there's like four RAs standing right outside of his door.
Like
with the door, the door's already open. Everybody's in there, you know, and they're like, yeah, we're going to need that too. That's the first thing they say to him.
Oh,
you know, there's like, you want to be honest with us so we don't have to get the cops involved in this, you know, like we can make this so much easier.
Yeah. It's just good cop, bad cop.
He ended up getting so lucky. Nothing ever happened.
Yeah, what? That's super lucky. I know a couple kids got busted for almost like a pound of weed in Towers my freshman year, and they all got arrested. Spent at least three nights in jail, I think.
Holy shit. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to have Bailey on the podcast.
Yeah, he'd be a good one. But,
he would be.
Do you remember freshman year when I was with Cam and him and his roommates, would they buy a porcupine from you or was it the snake?
No, they bought my tortoise.
That's what it was.
I sold Danger's buddy my tortoise.
Yeah, I was over at his... He was over in Sweets, and he didn't know I knew Ross, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to go, we're going to go buy a tortoise from these kids in Towers. You want to come with? I'm like, yeah, why not? And I show up, and it's Ross and fucking Garrett.
How long did you have the tortoise?
Probably like 3 or 4 months, dude. It was me, Garrett, and then our other roommate just... I wanted a turtle hella bad just because turtles are my favorite animal.
Like, yeah, you move away from your parents so that no one's going to tell you no, you know?
Yeah. Right. I mean, I had four turtles when I was a kid. They were just in a pond in our backyard, but they all got, like, eaten and by, like, hawks or something. Just because it was, like, an open pond, they could crawl out. We found one in the hot tub one time, but that one died eventually. So, But yeah, we had the thing for like 4 months, and like it basically just sat in a box under my desk, and like we didn't do anything with it. Like I took it out like 4 different times.
Would you take it on a walk or?
No, we just like feed it. I thought it'd be like a cool conversation starter. Like we had girls in our room, and then it was like,
hey, check out my turtle.
And he landed on a tortoise it or ended a turtle.
Up, like, yeah, I don't know. Like and like even when we had girls in the room, like, I forgot about it half the time. Like we were always like drunk as fuck and just partying in there, and we were like, oh, we have a turtle, I guess. And I think that thing probably hated his life while he was with me. But
oh man, I bet. In a box? Yeah, yeah, just in a box underneath your desk. Yeah, it was of like course a, he hated
like a,
you.
A storage box. It was pretty big. It was like this big. I don't know. It was pretty deep.
Well, hopefully he enjoyed his life with Kem Kelly.
I don't even know how that ended. They probably fed it to the snake. I don't even know.
But, oh my God.
I think he said he was going to put it in a smaller tank. So I might have given it a better life.
Maybe. Smaller tank. Don't you want to get in a bigger?
Yeah, I was telling him he'd probably want a bigger tank because like he seemed like he was pretty confined in there and just.
How big was this tortoise?
It's probably like this big.
No, that's
okay, it's like what, a beer can size?
Yeah, it was pretty small. It was pretty expensive though. It was like $120.
Oh my God.
You gotta get all the gear too. You gotta get like a heat lamp, all the water things.
All for a cardboard box.
Yeah. Well like yeah, and I didn't want to pay for the can or the tank either, so I just used one of my storage bins that like held all my clothes.
He's like in the motel that Danger went to when he goes back to visit San Jose. It's like it's still got heat, but it's kinda like a cardboard box.
Yeah. I used a Boise State hat as his little hut dome. it was the most broke college kid animal ever.
With the exception of maybe like a goldfish, I don't think any animal would be happy living in fucking towers at Boise State University.
No.
I'm telling you, a lizard, dude.
Dude, our neighbors had a hedgehog, maybe. Too.
Where the hell you even get these animals? Like,
I don't know.
Hedgehog's pretty normal, right? I feel like I've seen like at least 3 girls on my Snapchat before with a hedgehog.
I said maybe it's like an Idaho thing. I meant hedgehog, yeah.
Porcupine.
I know like in California, what is it? Ferrets. Like you can't even have a ferret in California. They're illegal.
Hedgehogs are too. I think that's why those girls got one. They were like, it's illegal in California. And it was like, okay, but do you really like want a hedgehog? Like, or are you just getting
it's cool for about the first 30 minutes, and then you have to actually take care of it after it's on your Snapchat story.
But yeah, we've been past freshman year. I know COVID kind of put a wrench in half your college life so far, Colton. But if you could pinpoint one moment without criminalizing yourself, what would you say has been your favorite college moment so far? If you could pick one.
Man, dude, that's a really tough question. There's a lot of moments in college.
What's like the first one that comes to mind?
I mean, the first one that comes to mind is anytime that we're out in the woods together. Because anytime we're out, camping.
Thank you for adding camping. That's getting a little sus.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Anytime we're out in the woods, just us.
I mean, honestly, who doesn't like being out in the woods? If you haven't done it before, I highly recommend it. It's something crazy. Yeah. Like, especially when you go with a group of dudes and a lot of beer. It is a great time.
Yeah. You can make fun out of just throwing a rock off a bridge.
I know, like that. Yeah, that's got to be one of my funnest things. I guess my other, I don't know. To generalize it, I guess it would just be like all the new experiences. Like being able to go up to McCall all the time, snowboard in the winter. Love that. So fun. Go up there and work in the summer. Spend my whole summer up there too.
Do you have a place up there?
Well, not personally. My aunt and uncle do. They bought a house up there. It's really nice. I was living in this mansion by myself all summer. It's like literally like a $1.3 million house. And that's I'm just hanging sweet. Out all by myself pretty much the whole summer. Making decent money, $18-19 an hour.
Jeez.
Got to do a ton of like outdoorsy stuff up there. I hiked a bunch and just got to see a bunch of new things you just don't get to see.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Especially coming from Lebanon, Ohio.
Yeah, dude.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's insane. My screensaver on my phone right now is from one of the hikes I went on. It was just like unbelievable.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad.
It's funny though. I remember... going back to the dorms for a sec, because I mean I was a sophomore obviously when you were living in the dorms. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which
you
one
were at Sunny.
Yeah, I was at Sunny.
I was in the dorms.
Yeah, I can't remember
God,
which Sunny. One of your roommates, but I remember one night I was like hanging. It was like me, Jordan, and probably like David, and we wanted to go do like dorm raids or at least go fuck with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember who it was. Rather, it was Bailey or Will. I don't remember which roommate, but. We came in with a big block of snow and threw
it. Was Bailey.
It was Bailey, yeah. And he was pissed. And I remember I was like all excited. I thought it was the funniest shit ever. I'm like, yo, let's hit Colton. And Jordan's like, no, dude, no. I'm like, why? He goes, he's really high in the middle of GTA. I wouldn't.
Like, what can I say?
He's really high. I think you might give him a heart attack.
I remember that.
I remember it too, because like I came out after everybody went crazy. Like, well, Jordan Cook, if you're listening to this right now, you little menace to society. There's the camera. Little menace to society. I know you put that whole thing together because you were the one leading the pack with the snowball coming straight towards Bailey's room. But you also know Bailey's too nice of a guy to do anything about it, even though he could probably kick my ass and your ass together if he got mad. So, but yeah, that was... I would actually have been 10 times more pissed than Bailey if that snowball would have been in my room. So, yeah, but it was funny. It was funny watching it from down the hall and it not being in my room.
Was it just all over his bed?
No, I mean, they just like kind of just plopped it right down in the middle of his floor. It's like the beds are really high, you know?
They threw it at him.
We did throw it at him. Because I remember he wouldn't get up, but maybe I'm remembering this wrong, but I swear he looked up and was like, don't fucking do it. And Jordan fucking
does it. I
could
totally see Bailey. Just please. At least let me get out of bed.
Yeah,
please.
He really didn't do anything. I think he went and threw shit in Jordan's bed when Jordan wasn't even in it. So, you know, it was whatever. But I just thought that was so funny because I didn't know you that well at the time. And I'm like, that's it, Colton. And he's just like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah. Okay. There was multiple occasions where you guys, not you specifically, but other members ended up coming to our room. And a lot of the time, like, I was with my girlfriend. Like, most of them. Like, one time Wes comes in there. It's got to be like 2 a.m. Like, seriously, like, it's so late at night. And he's so hammered. And he's like with like a couple other members. And like, I don't even know what's going on. My girlfriend's sitting next to me in bed. Like, I'm like half awake. And Wes is like trying to get me to, he's like, blow on this kazoo. Blow on this kazoo. And like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then one of the sober guys came in there and was like, dude, what the fuck are we doing? Get out of here. Like, his girlfriend's in the bed. Like, what are we doing right now?
Damn. He's probably telling her, hey, blow on this kazoo.
Yeah, no, he was like literally like shoving this kazoo in my mouth. Like, how does it work? And he was like, he was trying to do it himself, and he really couldn't. He was so drunk, he couldn't figure out how to work a kazoo.
Like, he's fucking sucking instead of blowing.
Hey, yeah. Perry, Jordan Cook says, I'm always listening with a little winky emoji, so better watch what you say.
I told him. I called him out. I told you. You menace to society.
He's the instigator behind that whole.
He literally was. You were the one. Your evil laugh right when you threw it on top of Bailey, and I come down the hall and saw the snow everywhere because I didn't even really know what was happening.
This evil laugh, I can imagine that. Just Bailey going, don't do it. And Jordan just hucking it.
Yeah, that was funny as fuck. I think that's the only time I was in your guys' dorm, but to kind of segue, I know Ross kind of had some just college talking points that we can all relate to. The big one was nicotine addiction. Oh, I'm sure. Time. I don't know if Rylan got it on camera, but I just put in a fresh in.
Yep, I got the very tail
so
end
I'm
of
still,
it.
You know, I'm still dealing with the repercussions there.
Hey, you should show the camera your code. Maybe Webby or someone will snag it.
Yeah.
I can screenshot it.
I'll keep that one.
My QR code's already there.
But I was just curious, like, because for me personally, I remember, like, at the end of senior year of high school, I bought a Soren drop, but it was, like, just to be cool. Like, I didn't plan on actually being addicted to it. And then I remember I brought it with me to college, and you know, right away everybody and their mom has a fucking Nick device. And
dude, the drop was it. Everyone had the drop.
It was that or the Juul. Yeah. And I remember, you know, I was just hitting it with everybody else, and before you know it, I'm addicted. I'm pretty much off the vape grind. Mm-hmm. I'd say for the most part. I mean, here and there, but you know, the Zins have. I've spent a good amount of money on that.
Taking over your life.
Right.
I've spent a lot of money on Zins lately.
Yeah. But I was just curious, like, you know, your guys' take on how nicotine's been for you guys since college.
It started for me in high school.
Yeah.
Our school was like huge on Juuls. Like, one person had it. Eventually, everybody tried it. And then within a month, the whole school was like, it got so bad, like, my senior year that we had to have, it was to the point where they the bathroom doors open with like blocks, so like the door could not be closed at all because everybody would go take a Juul break. We'd say to each other in class because the teachers wouldn't even know what it was yet. We could charge the Juuls on our desks.
He's like, oh, it's a flash drive.
Yeah, literally did. One of my buddies, Blake Justice, actually did that, and the teacher's like, okay. But we'd always be like, hey, like, you know, like JB after this, like Juul break. We just go take a Juul break in the bathroom. and we just all be chiefing. It got so bad they like propped the doors open.
Did that at my school too.
Like it was crazy.
What was the popular device you guys in high school? I remember I was never into those, or still am not, but I remember they called it a MacBook, but I think it was called a Soarin' Air.
Soarin' Air.
The Air was like the rectangle one, the drop.
Like I remember I had a buddy whose mom found it charging on his PlayStation, and he's like, oh, it's just my PlayStation's hard drive. Don't worry about it. Oh, yeah. And she's like, oh, okay.
If you don't have a pod in it with juice, it's like, oh, okay. You could say it's anything. Really.
Exactly. Yeah. I've thrown like, I think, 2 Soarin' Airs out the window. Cause like I'm like, hey, like this is like I'll just be. I was literally almost to my house one day. I was 2 minutes away from my house, and I just took one hit off my Soarin' Air, and some just like, today's the day you quit nicotine. I rolled down my window and chucked it out. And
I've had about 100 of those days.
Me too. Yeah, and then I went back, not even 2 hours later, to the fucking gas station and bought another one. Like,
yeah, I've had many of those occasions where it's like, oh, I'm gonna quit. Wake up in the next morning, you're like, okay, I need a fucking buzz right now.
Yeah.
That's when it slaps the most, is right in the morning. You're like, okay. Like,
for me, the best part when I was on the vape grind was that we always called it the post-meal toke. Go to the Burke.
Oh, yeah.
On Sundays, go eat the brekkie or whatever, and then just hit that post-meal toke, and nothing hit better than that, let me tell you.
What's the long, because we've all obviously, I mean, Ryland's not as much maybe. You can probably have the best answer on this one, but what is the longest, like, since you've kind of been addicted to nicotine, what's the, like the longest break you've had from it without... Like, no.
With zero?
No, honestly, yeah, no bullshit, like, hitting it on the weekend, yeah. Like, nothing. Like,
for me, it was early-ish 2020. Because I remember, like, COVID just happened. I remember that's, like, when I started getting, like, anxiety and stuff, and every time I put in a Zen, it just made it, like, a lot worse. And then I actually had COVID back, you know, last June or whatever, and so I didn't want to have nicotine during that. And it was a solid 4 to 6 months.
Wow.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. And then one night.
Very impressive.
Yeah, that is impressive. I was talking. I thought you were about to say days. Yeah. Give an applause for that one, Ryland. That was pretty good.
It's very impressive. I think my longest. I think I started consistently doing, like, using nicotine in college, because like high school, I wasn't really addicted. I think I more did it socially. And then I know we started getting them in middle school, which was kind of fucked because some kid somehow just had his, I think his brother worked at a smoke shop and he got us all of them. Yeah. And like we were all just puffing them, doing O's. I think we were doing more smoke tricks at that point, like sixth grade. And then here's where I really got addicted, because it was 18 when I first got here, which kind of fucked me over. So having it at 18, I was like, okay.
That's easy.
Parents just left. I'm going to go get a nicotine device. Like, yeah. I'm just, and then I immediately got addicted.
That literally reminded me, because I guess you just literally reminded me of the start of my nicotine addiction. Well, it wasn't the start of it, but it was the very first time. Like, I was also in sixth grade.
It's just like an AA meeting now.
Yeah. it's terrible.
I was in sixth grade. I had an older friend with an older brother, and like, you know, he got us all vape.
Yeah, it was like one of those, like, it looked like a pen and it had like a big juice tube.
Yeah.
I remember when the boxes, like those were the only ones.
I had Mountain Dew flavor though. It was awesome. Yeah, like, dude, it was crazy.
Flavors back then. Yeah. Like, they were hella good.
To me, it was just like this really flavorful thing that like I didn't even know what the fuck it was gonna do. Like, I just know it wasn't like gonna kill me.
I don't even know if kids had half the juices I got probably didn't even have nicotine in them, because I was getting them from other people, so they could have just been buying the cheapest juice, no nicotine, and just gave it to me, and I would have no idea.
I think that's what it was, because I don't ever vividly remember actually buzzing.
Me too.
So I think that's what it was, but I'll never forget, me and my friend were hitting that thing, and I had it for a week, maybe 1 week, and me and my friend were hitting it, and in my room, and he opens the door to leave my room and go to the bathroom, and like the angle of my door into the living room was just perfect for the one chair that if my if somebody was sitting in there, they could see directly what I was doing. And he opens the door, and I'm like literally in the middle blowing out this cloud, and my mom is in that perfectly sitting chair where she can see right in my room.
That's terrible.
Dude, she literally sees the cloud, and she's like, she goes, what the fuck is that? And, you know, and, like, I didn't even know. I got up, I closed the door, I hid the vape like in my drawer. Oh my God. She comes in, she's like, "What was that?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" You know, like I haven't
play it off cool.
I tried to play it off. I'm like shaking, you know, like
dude, sweat. Yeah, your heart probably just immediately dropped. Face it literally red.
That's why I didn't know what to do. I just hit it. I didn't know what to do. I just hit it.
But yeah, no. Speaking of like, oh, you know, back then, no one, there's no evidence that would kill you. I remember the first time I tried to stop vaping was when like those first couple kids died from it.
All those like Snapchat stories came out, like some kids like lung exploded.
Yeah, I remember there's like a story, a kid who like vaped a lot, was bowling, and then he got like a chest pain, thought it was, you know, some bullshit. And I don't think he died from it, but he was like one of the first ones to like, you know, post on social media on a ventilator, like, yo, quit that shit.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I remember you talking about never remembering a buzz. I remember my first buzz from nicotine because it was in high school before I ever vaped or did anything. We used to go play basketball at my friend's house in my neighborhood, and his dad had Zyns before I even knew what they were. Damn. And, you know, my friend was like, who wants to try a Zyn? And me just trying to be cool and not knowing what they were, I'm like, oh, fuck it, I'll do it. And I remember I fucking shit you not, put it in within 3 minutes. I never threw up. Well, I know a lot of people threw up, but I didn't throw up. I've never had the spins like that ever. Dude. And I went.
First dip spins is the worst.
Dude, and I went home in like the middle of a game. I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Just walked off.
And I rode my fucking bike home. You
know? I'd love to see a video of you riding your bike down the street.
I don't even know how I made it back to my house, but
that's hilarious.
I sat in the shower for 2 hours trying not to throw up. 2 hours. Water had been cold for an hour and a half at that point or whatever. And
I was going to say, was the water running or you were just standing there?
Sitting down,
I made sure it was running. I made sure it was running. I think I don't remember what I told my parents, but yeah. That's funny.
I've puked every time I dipped. Really? Every single time.
That's the one I've never dipped and I don't ever.
Zins too?
Zin, I mean, like, I can probably do a Zin nowadays, but honestly, it hurts my lip more than it does make me want to puke. You know, it makes my bottom lip burn.
I love that normal? Sting. I miss that.
Okay, I don't like
it's,
that.
It's normal at the start.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I wasn't a fan of that, but like actual dip, both times, like you said, the worst spins I've ever. I was sitting there in the whole room.
Were you drunk when you?
No,
did it?
I wasn't even drunk. But like we had just my mom, like a bunch of my friends were over. We had just ordered like 8 Domino's pizzas.
Oh, that'll kill
you. And
your
you
appetite.
Ate every single slice.
We went ham. Yeah, we were because we were, you know. We probably did a little smoking before. So we went ham, and I got downstairs. My buddy's like, try this. You know, like, this stuff's amazing. So I was like, okay, I put it in. It wasn't, I'm going to say it was like 10 minutes. And then I was like, the whole room was spinning. Yeah. I went to go yak. My other best friend from Ohio, Paul.
Shout out, Paul.
He had never done it before either, and he was like, fuck it. I'll take one way bigger than he did. You know, I'll pack my whole bottom.
Yeah, you're a pussy.
Yeah, he's a pussy, you know?
Packs a horseshoe.
Yeah, he packs a horseshoe. I'm puking in the toilet. A minute later, he's right over next to me in the sink. Like, he filled up my sink to the very brim.
Oh, yeah.
Full of puke. And then, like, I finished. Then he had to transfer from the sink to the toilet. It was that bad.
Dude, did he have to, like, scoop that shit out of there?
Oh, did I?
No, him.
No, I did.
Ew.
Yeah.
I would never touch that. I'd be like,
vomit does not bother me anymore. I've taken care of it so many times in high school from my friends. It's something that just does not bother me anymore. It's bizarre.
I feel like me and my friends always drank outside in high school, so we just yacked on the ground.
I was always on my basement carpet, baby.
Was it shag or what?
No, it wasn't shag. It was just like regular carpet, but like
a lot of yak stains.
No, because you have to get right on it, you know? Yeah. Like your mom's going to find that out, and then that's no good.
Dude,
you know?
That happened to me once. We were just in my mom's garage, and she kind of, like, converted it into, like, a foreman's basement from, like, that 70s show. There's just, like, a TV.
Love that.
Couch.
Love
and then, like, two chairs. And one, we were just drinking, like, hanging out one night. And I don't know why, but one of my friends popped he popped a wine bottle, red wine, just sipping it by himself. And we're all just talking. There's a bunch of girls there, too. And out of nowhere, he's just sitting there in the middle of a sentence and just projectile vomits on like a chair arm and then all over the carpet. God. And I was like, how did you even do that? Like, he was like in utter shock that he just yacked in the middle of his sentence. It's like, he didn't even know it was coming.
So red wine?
Red wine.
Red wine?
Yeah. Oh, it stained everything. Yeah. It was so bad. There was no getting that out.
That's fuck bueno. Red wine. One of my worst blackouts before I was 21, I think it was like, it was right before school started. We wanted to do like a Wine Wednesday or something. And I asked
This like a sunny Wine Wednesday? This is like high school.
I think we were at White House.
It was probably freshman year Wine Wednesday. Or, oh, I know.
It was right before sophomore year. Yeah. And I asked V to give me like a twisted tea bag. Mm. And this motherfucker pulls up with a red wine bag. And I had nothing else to drink. So, you know, I was drinking and we were playing like drinking games or whatever. And I just remember blacking the fuck out in one of the beds, just cacked. horrible, but
that's funny.
Oh my God, I can't do a red wine drunk. It just gives me a headache.
Yeah. I think I've seen one of the worst, gnarliest pukes I've ever seen off of red wine. It wasn't even me, it was my friend. Like, I came home the next morning. We were like drinking wine at this girl's place. Came home the next morning. He went home by himself. Then he was really drunk when he left. I didn't know he was this drunk. He sat on the toilet. Okay, because I come home, I'm about to go take a shower. I come in, and I open the door, and it's just everywhere. It's all over the ground. And I was like, oh, like, we put the pieces together. So this man.
I just put it together in my head. No, I'm fucking laughing.
Oh, just wait. It's so bad. This man comes in, wakes up, fucked up, goes and sits down on the toilet, pukes all over the ground, everywhere, like so much vomit. But he also, at the same time, is taking a shit.
That's why I thought he sat down. I was fucking.
He's like, taking a shit. So I look in. So I'm coming in here the next morning. There's like footprints through the vomit from him leaving back to his bed. There's no toilet paper in the toilet.
Oh God.
He took a shit, vomited, and walked through his vomit and didn't wipe his ass and went back to bed.
Is this Will Gebhardt? Who are we talking about?
No, this was Kyle.
Oh my God.
This was Kyle Young. This was Kyle Young. Another one of my roommates freshman year.
It was so funny.
Unbelievable. Like he's like, I don't think I did that. And then we look down and he's got puke all over his toes.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, it was so gross.
Fuck that.
But I think this will be a good transition into one of the next topics Ross wanted to touch on. It was just downtown. You guys talked about, like, just people throwing up, like, unexpected stuff.
Yeah.
2 weekends ago when Doan was in town to go, because, you know, I just turned 21 a month ago, so he wanted to come downtown with me. And we're in Hannah's at the bar, like, in front of, or, like, the bar area where all the tables are at near the dance floor.
Yeah.
And this... some motherfucker is just in one of the high chairs, just holding his face like
this.
Oh, no. And out of nowhere, he just starts projectiling. Coming out
was
both
sides. I would say, was it one of those ones where, like, you're, like, holding, like, your hand against your, like, mouth so hard that it just goes, like, it's
trying to
splashes.
Force it down. It went out both sides. Oh. Yep. It went out both sides. Got over Doan's calves.
Oh, that's right. Huh? He told me that someone yacked on his
shoes. The dance floor.
It wasn't on the dance floor. It was like where all the tables and stuff are at.
So you guys are kind of on the side.
And just Doan gave me the fucking pissed off Doan look and said, we're getting the fuck out of here.
And that's rare, too.
Yeah, that's pretty rare. So shout out that kid.
That is unfortunate.
For pissing off Doan.
I mean, I'm still fairly new. I've only been a handful of times. I know.
Yeah.
Most of us are.
I'm brand new.
Yeah, I think so all of us are brand new.
Yeah, I just turned 21, so I turned 21st.
Yeah, so I'm curious everyone's perspective, because in my perspective, downtown is pretty overrated.
Really?
It's fun. I have a good time.
I don't know, man.
It depends on, like, how you're feeling going into it, like, your outlook, I guess.
I've had a shitty feeling going into it every time, and then when I end up leaving at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, this was fucking awesome, man. Like, this was so fun.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I went downtown. I kind of tried to wait till Danger was back just because I knew that there'd be a big group then. I didn't want to kind of be like that, like solo, you know, trying to like find my way downtown.
That's kind
of
hard. Yeah,
So I waited till I knew Doan was coming back. I knew Danger was coming to town. And there was a couple other people also turning 21. So I waited around to go or like really have like a real downtown experience. And man, that time when we all went Danger, I was so fucking hammered, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be no fun. I'm gonna spend way too much money. I was like, I think I bought one drink that whole night, and I was so hammered that I've like more hammered than I've been in a long fucking time. And I got home and I was like, that was fucking amazing. And then I went the next weekend too, and it was like the same experience all over again, just with some different people, and it was fun as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I've never not had a good time, but you know, I just remember because I'm young for my grade, you know, and last year when all my friends were turning 21, I'd just be so jealous. They can go downtown. I have to stay back or, you know, go do whatever, hang out with the younger guys. And then I got there, and, it's fun. I do have a good time.
So what, but you think it's overrated still?
I think it's slightly overrated.
I think Hannah's is overrated. I'll give you that one.
So I think Hannes was my favorite bar.
Yeah, see, I'd say the same thing. But maybe it's because we're new here.
Yeah, maybe.
I heard Hannes kind of dropped off lately. Everyone was saying, like, Hannes used to be way better before COVID. And then
oh, really?
Yeah. Like
it's crazy fun, but the only reason I'm putting it off is because it's so busy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got to wait in line when you can just go to Roddy's.
That line goes pretty quick, though.
Yeah.
You go to Roddy's, get on that bowl, like, have a way better time in there. Smaller bar, still, like, really good vibe.
Yeah, and you can just travel to Granny's. All those are, like, right
next. Yeah, and there's, like, stripper poles in there and everything, dude. Yeah. Like,
I don't know, though. I still feel like Hannah's was just because if it says it's dropped off, I'd love to see it when it was at its peak, when Shoddy and all them were going to Hannah's every night to give Rocky his phone, and she'd know him by first name basis and shit. But
yeah, did you guys ever see, like, Charlie's Snapchat videos?
Oh, like, every fucking day that ended in Y, yeah.
He'd go there every weekend hoping to get a dildo or something.
Oh, he was there on girls' night. First one there.
Oh, my God. It was, like, my second or third time downtown. The funniest fucking thing ever. Me and Garrett were just chilling, like, waiting to get a burrito or something, just out of nowhere. Like, I think we were pretty sober because, like, we got down there super late. Out of nowhere, Jordan, I hope he's still watching.
Yeah, him and Will are still watching.
I think it was him. He ran up to us out of nowhere and just, like, holds this box in our face, and we're like, what is that? And it takes us a second to realize this motherfucker won a pocket pussy.
That's what I saw it on someone else's story. That's what she's giving out lately.
He was so hyped about it, just like,
when was this?
Yelling. Jordan.
I mean, it had to have been recently because Jordan just turned 21 recently,
like,
too.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Like,
honestly, it could have been on his birthday. I have no idea.
Probably was.
It's funny, though. Every single time Nolan hits that dance floor.
Oh, my God.
What's her name? Rocky is throwing stuff out. He always gets something because he's tall. He fucking moves his way to the
He's got
front.
Big arms. Yeah.
He always comes home with something.
He was rocking his Rocky's free sunglasses at the tailgate on Saturday.
Yeah, I know he's got like a hat before and, you know, just a bunch of shit.
That's sick.
But the bull at Roddy's.
Did you ride it, Dange?
I did. So, yeah, my first time. I think everyone told me it's like an entry of passage. Passage of entry or whatever.
I haven't done it yet either.
I haven't done it yet.
I think you know, everyone told me I have to. And I remember the guy who controlled it. I played like freshman football with him in high school. I mean, you know, I don't know him super well, but.
Like on the same team or against them?
Like same team.
Oh, okay.
But I remember, I think I was backup to his backup, honestly. But I remember.
Jesus.
What position, huh?
I played a little linebacker and a little D-line, so you can see why I fucking quit football.
Yeah.
Fucking five.
Big fella out there.
5'9" if I'm lucky, you know, so I don't know. But anyways, I remember I was like hammered. I'm just like, dude, I recognize you. Don't fuck me on this, because fucking Diaz, you gotta do it. You gotta fucking do it.
Yeah.
And right before, he's telling me that Colby, when he like dislocated his pinky or something on there. So now I was super down to do it. Now I'm all nervous as fuck. And
thinking you're gonna get hurt.
Yeah. So I'm telling him, take it easy on me. You know, let's go. And then, you know, he did. I want to say he didn't. I don't know. But I just remember. The first, like, hard turn he did on the
ball. Like,
he controlled on the ball. I flew. It was a clean fall right on my back, you know, painless and everything, but I yeeted off that motherfucker.
Dude, I've seen some fucking brutal-ass falls on that thing.
The ones with two girls, sometimes those are hilarious. They just get whipped off.
Two girls, one bull, never ends well.
You shouldn't have told the guy anything, though. That's probably where you messed up.
Well, I think Diaz kind of gave him a look, like, you know what to do.
Probably tipped him an extra couple bucks.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
As soon as you told him, like, hey, man, take it easy, he's like, fuck this guy, dude.
He's like, I don't even remember your bitch ass, you know? Yeah.
Don't, when we went downtown, Dange, Jones like, oh, you're riding the bull, I'm buying for you. He's like, Diaz got Dange, I got you on the bull, and then Don never got me the bull, so I never had to ride it.
I can't see you riding the bull. I think you'd just be like, nope,
fuck
that.
It, Ryan, we'll double on that.
I think all three of you need to go this weekend.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll hit it.
There's an away game, so we're definitely hitting DT.
Yeah, down. That'd be fun.
All right. Well, whoever's got the worst fall out of us, we're playing the video on the TV behind you next week on the podcast. So.
Do we have access to that thing?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, sweet.
That'd be cool.
It's probably a good time for ad reads since we're talking about the TV.
Show some videos.
Yeah, I was going to wait till we weren't on a weird topic, but yeah.
But I mean, you know.
Get a time as ever. Shout out Speak Boise, as Rylan would say. This podcast has helped made possible with Speak Boise. Speak Boise is Boise's largest podcast network that allows anyone to speak and be heard. They offer all types of way to start podcasting, including video, live streaming, and audio-only options. So if you're interested in wanting to start your own podcast, go to @speakboise on Instagram or www.speakboise.studio. Speak and be heard with Speak Boise.
Thank you, Speak Boise.
Yeah, shout out Speak Boise.
Thank you, Trav. Yep. Yeah, I think a lot of good talking over each other a lot, but a lot of good content.
Oh, great stories.
I'd say a lot of good content. We hit an hour yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So already? Already? How long exactly?
I think we streamed for about 5 minutes with the audio, so about 1.05 hours, I think, right now.
Dang. Okay.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Well done, guys. I feel like I was, I got to say, this is like the first podcast I've ever done, second podcast I've ever listened to. So, like, I don't know. This was good. Like, I felt really natural here the whole time. I didn't really, like, was nervous at all. That's maybe good. A little at the beginning. When you asked me that one question, like, did I meet, like, was it hard to meet new friends? I definitely forgot that question for a little bit because I was like, yeah, I met a lot of new people in Exeter because, like, I didn't know what to say. But, no, this was fun.
No, yeah, you did a good job for sure.
I think, like, having a live studio audience would be kind of scary.
But, oh, yeah. As we talked about in our television class, we're like, oh, yeah, by the way, sometime we're going to start selling studio tickets where we do a chapter in the spec, that place. That's a TV studio during the week. And they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to do the student show in front of a live audience someday. We're like, oh, fuck that. We make way too many mistakes to do that. Yeah. Yeah. Like, we'd have to pay people to come watch us.
I don't know. We did pretty good, I think.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. It's good. Got good engagement in the chat. Shout out Jordan Cook. Shout out Derek Allen.
Yeah.
Travis Hochter commenting. I also saw TJ, or not TJ, Taylor Brown and Chapstick were watching.
Let's go.
Nice. Sent me a little Snapchat, so shout out to them as well. Nice. But yeah, we wrapping up here. You got anything more you want to cover?
I don't know. You got any more topics you had written down you want to kind of go over?
I didn't really.
I think one big thing was kind of maybe we don't want to talk about this because we've probably been on the bad side of this. But peer pressure in college. Yeah, we probably shouldn't touch on that.
Yeah, we'll touch on the next episode.
Yeah,
I think we did really good today, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay,
because cool. Are you guys going to aim for 55 to an hour? Like,
yeah, we're not trying to make it
my
too mind's, long.
Yeah, I mean, my mindset, if it's 30 minutes, it's 30 minutes. If it's an hour and a half, it's an hour and a half.
I'd say, yeah. I think that sweet spot, I mean, just because I watch some podcasts, like, on my free time, I think that 45-minute to an hour is like that perfect range.
Yeah, I would agree.
Any more than an hour, it's
when
like
when you see like the hour 20 minutes, you're like, oh, do I really have an hour 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like that's like in the, you're trying to go to bed. I'm a big podcast before I go to bed, or like I'll put it on Spotify with a sleep timer and just it kills it at the end of the episode, so I fall asleep to it. And normally I get about 15 minutes into the hour podcast and I have to watch it there or listen to it like the next night.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like if it's like an hour, people will still come back and listen to more of it.
Oh,
you
for
know?
Sure.
But if it's like gets way too long, then I'll be like,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like we have a following or anything to.
Yeah,
about,
I mean, unless like Dana White or somebody's sitting down right here, then they'll listen to an hour and a half. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should probably wrap it up then.
Cool. Wrap it up. But
yeah. Thanks again, Colton, for being our first guest.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
Shout out Perry.
This was super fun.
Absolute money guest.
Yeah,
I think we figured you'd be a good first guest, but you never know at the same time. But we
never
got a
know.
Couple people we got
never know.
Ideas for next time. We don't want to, you know.
Don't spoil
it. Yeah, we don't want to spoil
anything.
No,
nothing.
But
just come back.
Yeah, thanks again, Speak Boise. Thank you, Colton Perry, for being on. And I don't think we're going to have one next week. I think we're going to do every 2 weeks starting after this. So
I think so. It's probably a good plan.
Yeah, we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. Thanks again, Speak Boise.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.
See you guys
in a couple weeks.